All right, time's yours. Jetta Camera, John Ritchie. By the way, Jeffrey Lurie can't be happy today. I mean, he has a good run of success with Donovan, no Super Bowl, but a good run, obviously, at the franchise quarterback spot for about a decade. Then they go through some wilderness. They finally get one again. He knows what it's like to not have one before Donovan. They get one. And now you wonder if, like, there's been misdiagnosis or what. Like, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, man, I am looking for answers inside my building today. What in the hell happened? Just think about that. All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Bud Light. This Sunday, of course, the Eagles battling the Rams in L.A., and John and I, before the game, Facebook Live Bud Light pregame show as we broadcast from the Grog in Bryn Mawr. Be there at the Grog, Bryn Mawr. Details at 94WIP.com/Philly. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Could it be, once again, coming in for the Rams game, good old Nicky Six leading the Eagles back to the playoffs, back to another magical Super Bowl run? And then I woke up hungover.
End of message.
Well, you actually might have woke up hungover, but it is Nick Foles. It will be Nick Foles. And I will say this, and I can't imagine I'm the only one. I'm excited to see Nick Foles in this situation. Listen, Carson's a better player, the whole deal, there's no doubt. But, you know, sometimes you get to a point in a strange season and you're like, you know what, I'm just interested to see the other guy. Well, I'm interested to see the other guy this Sunday.
Four scores and 40 years ago, our fathers who are in heaven deemed Joe DeCameron with tiny speech.
End of message.
Not very good. First off, it's not what Abe sounded like, but we don't even know what Abe sounded like, so how do we know? But it's not what Abe said. He didn't say four score and 40 years ago. Get it right.
Yeah, hey, yo, Mr. Dave Haxtell, you wanna be NHL coach, but you Chip Kelly bust bum, and that's it. I got plenty of other insults for you, but none that are proper to speak on this line. So I'm going to leave it at this, okay? The time ain't yours. Time's up. Get out of my city now.
End of message.
Well, that was a particularly bad loss last night, and that's saying something because they've had some bad ones. It didn't get obviously much chatter today with all the Eagles conversation, but to lose a game up two with 90 seconds left and to lose in that fashion is really bad.
So let me get this right, Hammer. If I invite you over to my crib to watch a Birds game, you're going to come sauntering in, slip off your tiny shoes and socks, and rub your size sevens all over my carpet while hijacking my clicker? Where do I sign up for that? Time's yours, petite feet.
Well,
that is messed up and gross.
Possibly. It's all a it's like, yeah, when you're in school, the teachers that you know you can get around, get away with, you know, kind of giving them trouble, and the ones that you know you can't get away with giving them trouble, and you behave accordingly. It's the same, to me, it's the same thing about the clicker in someone else's house. There's homes where you know, I can't get that clicker. There's no way. Someone else has that clicker, and you respect that. But when you're in the home where you sense, oh, no, no, oh, yeah, I can get it. I can get the clicker, and I will control it for this three-hour football game. Yes, you make the move to get that clicker.
Did I just hear that correctly? Not only does he watch West Wing, not only does he dig his tiny little toes in other people's carpet, but you actually get the remote of the television to someone else's TV in their home? Oh, tiny toe tinkler, what is wrong with you? Get it together, man.
Oh, I trust me.
I'm glad. I'm glad people are delivering some hate on this.
Yo, the Jeremy, you right on the money. You right on the money. They knew this was going down. Now it's time to sneak in the playoffs. Now is the time. It's the window. It's the crack. It's time for us to come back. You got to know when to hold them. Now it's time to fold them. I'm good.
I thought he was going to say no one to folds them. That's what I thought.
Ooh, that would have been good.
You know, no one to hold him, no one to Foles him.
That would have been strong.
Now by the way, we didn't talk about Foles much today. I mean, maybe he got mentioned like three times. Obviously, Wentz will be a topic tomorrow. But, John, also tomorrow, man, we get into the Foles thing. I mean, Nicky franchise again, and it's the Rams and three games to go. Who knows where it goes, but I'm just saying there is, for me, excitement to just see what the hell happens.
Sure. I agree.
You know?
Yeah. It's Wow.
It is
what
a
what if. There's a what if. I like just magical field.
It would see
of
here,
possibility.
Here's what it would be. It would be as preposterous, and maybe the only thing that would equal the preposterousness of Theo Epstein winning the World Series as the general manager of the Red Sox and the Cubs, which I still think is like the most ridiculous thing ever.
Good call.
If Nick Foles,
good call,
somehow, some way, 2 years in a row.
No way. I can't even think of that.
I'm just saying.
Hello, Joe DeCamera. I recently heard about your small foot problem, and honestly, I can't relate. My feet are huge. They're quite possibly the greatest feet to ever step foot on this country's soil, okay? But I think I have a solution. I know a tremendous American shoemaker. He can make shoes to fit any size foot. It's true, but at the very least, he can stitch in a larger size in your shoe to make you feel better. Time's yours.
All right, so
that's that was a pretty good one, by the way.
He goes Trump. It's a decent Trump. Not phenomenal, but a decent one. Remember, this week we're looking for presidential impersonations. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, here's the classic update. No more suffering for Barbaro. He's dead. Time's yours.
That was just of all the
one
moments,
of the all-time great moments
of all the moments in WIP. That's up there.
Hey, Vaughn from Maryland, man. John, man, what the hell is going on with you this morning, man? It's like you're not acknowledging the injuries at all. You know, Joe is at least saying he's acknowledging all the other mistakes. What he's saying is the biggest problem with our season this year is the injury. And you keep saying everybody in the NFL has injuries. Yeah, they do. But they're big-time people are the ones with the injuries. Love you guys, man. But, John, it's everything. But it is mostly the injury list that the Philadelphia Eagles had this year. Time's yours.
No, I said injuries were a big part, too. I just didn't say that they were 90% the issue. Joe was...
I didn't say saying, 90. I just said
what
the
was your term? You said
I said that was the biggest
overall,
cost.
Above all else, beyond
far and away the biggest cost.
Far and away. There you go.
Far and away. By the way, speaking of Vaughn from Maryland, who's been a great Times Yours caller,
we love Vaughn.
We do love Vaughn, and that is a reminder to us as we sit here with I don't know however many shows left this year, coming up soon, probably even next week.
Ooh.
Our best of 2018 Times Yours calls.
Ooh.
Yes, because they'll have some days off, you know, in between Christmas and New Year's.
Wow, yeah.
John and I won't be here every day. We'll be here some days. We'll certainly be here after every game day. But I don't think a Monday after a game day is the best. I think next week we're going to have to do our best of 2018, which I always look forward to.
Cannot wait.
Because they're great calls, and I already know what my favorite was and what I hope we play.
Really?
I do, too. I have my favorite, too.
And
I can't remember.
I won't say. I know which one it should be.
Joe, did you ever wonder what it would sound like to play for the Eagles? And I believe if I saw it correctly, the petite one. He's everywhere today. The petite one. Or maybe see what it sounds like to play for the Phillies? Joe, padding for the Phillies. The petite one. Joe to camera.
End of message.
Listen, I would just say this. The closest I'd be to the field if I got there, I'd be like that old guy. Remember Buddy used to have the old guy go out there and get the tee?
Of course.
I'd be that guy. The closest I can get to field action is running out there after the kicker kicks the kick and getting the tee. And with that, we shut it down.